Hey there, my name is Seth Wires. We're here in Orlando, Florida for Worldwide Partner Conference 2015. And this is season two of the Launchpad series. I'm filling in for Baldwin. We have a special guest. Carla, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Tell us who you are and what you do.
My name is Carla Ewing, and I am with a company called Veritas. It is part of Symantec, and I am a business development manager with my account is Microsoft.
Fantastic. So give us your spiel.
Okay, so today I'm going to talk to you about the company, what Symantec Veritas, who we are, the challenge of disaster recovery, because it's a very big and complex challenge, and what's Disaster Recovery Orchestrator. I'll call it DRO for short.
Fantastic.
And tell you more about that product and how it works with Azure, and do a demo for you, and then ask you to try it.
Let's do it.
All right, so Symantec is a company that a lot of people know of, and it is based on their security software. In 2005, Symantec purchased Veritas, and they acquired Veritas basically for their leading backup and recovery solutions. But the last year, the board decided to spin off Veritas again to be its own standalone company.
Interesting.
So as of January, Veritas is going to be a standalone company with over $2 billion in revenues.
Oh my goodness.
And with customers that make up 86% of the Fortune 500. So it's not exactly a startup.
Right.
It is going to be a great company that's going to start standing on its own as of January.
Fantastic.
The Veritas mission is to focus on enabling organizations to harness the power of information. So that covers both information availability and insight. And availability really means having the information that you need, where you need it, and whenever you need it.
I see.
And then insight is more about knowing what that information is, leveraging what you know to make better business decisions.
Fantastic.
So I'm going to focus more on the availability side today.
Okay, cool.
So the challenge of disaster recovery, I used to work in a data center, and we used to spend weekends doing these disaster recovery tests, which had huge binders on the shelf, and there was it was very complex, a whole lot of manual intervention, a lot of prone to human error.
Of course.
And so Veritas has seen that enterprises a lot have secondary data centers, but those are very costly. And so DRO, Disaster Recovery Orchestrator, is really a product that we developed for the mid-market, for people that need those enterprise-level SLAs, but that don't have the resources necessary for that secondary data center and those huge IT organizations that do that kind of thing.
I see.
And so DRO is really focused on elevating those mid-market companies to enable cost-effective and automated DR that's very easy to manage. And so I'm going to show that to you.
Cool. So DR, again, is disaster recovery.
Correct.
Fantastic.
So Disaster Recovery Orchestrator is basically made up of two components. There are agents that sit on-prem with your application, and they monitor the availability of those applications, as well as they replicate the data. So they replicate data in near real time. So as you're changing your applications, it's getting sent up to Microsoft Azure.
I see.
The second component of the Disaster Recovery Orchestrator is the controller, the DRO controller. It is in a VM in Azure, and it is responsible for three things. It serves up the portal that I'm going to be showing you, the UI that you use to work with. It's also responsible for application recovery, and so it's the engine behind all of the tasks that are needed to do that. Mm-hmm. And then finally, it's responsible for the consolidated replication. So it's where all your data is going when that near real time until a disaster recovery event happens, and then you're going to see the automation that takes over.
So is that separate from the orchestrator, or is it the orchestrator?
That is the orchestrator.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Cool.
So there are a couple of things that DRO does. One of them is the takeover. That's our term for actually taking your application and making it run in Microsoft Azure. So bringing down and doing all those manual pieces that were in binders on our shelves.
Right.
And then doing the failback, so taking it from the cloud back to on-prem, because that's important that you're able to get back to where you are and normally. And then the fire drill is a test. And so a lot of of people don't really know if their disaster recovery plan is going to work until that event happens.
And that's not a good time to find out.
So a fire drill helps you test that. And basically your production is up and running, but in its own network bubble, you're able to bring up your application and just test to see, does it really work? Does it come up in the cloud when I'm really ready for a DR event? So it gives you more confidence in that DR plan.
That's cool.
So I'm going to now take you into the demonstration.
All right, let's see it.
All right. So I have already logged into Azure, and it has the same look and feel. The DRO controller, this is what we're looking at here, the portal, has the same look and feel as an Azure administrator would see. Mm-hmm. And they are able to, it'll be familiar as far as the tasks that are necessary for taking over those applications. And you see I have my features over on the left doing a takeover, whatever. And what I'm looking at here is that I have a Microsoft SQL Server application, and I have my Azure SQL application is down, so it just has a heartbeat there, and my on-prem SQL application is up and running. But what I'm going to do is do a takeover, and we're going to see if that recovers back up to Azure. So I'm going to click into my application. All right, I'm good there. And in the configuration, you see that here are all the things that are happening. I'm going to have to resize here. But you see that DRO is looking at the heartbeat, so it has that application monitoring piece. There are really two things that I think are most unique about DRO. One of those is that it has an application awareness. The application, it knows that it's not just a VM snapshot, so we see a lot of those in DR tools today. But this is really knowing that there are multiple components for an application, and DRO is aware that there are multiple components, and it might need to bring up the data before it brings up the UI layer, for example.
So I saw there was two things. There was the on-prem SQL Server and the Azure SQL Server. Now, are these the same one? Is one the backup? Is one the master?
Correct. So the on-prem is the master.
Okay.
And the Azure version is the configured VM. But the second, you're a good straight man, because the second piece that I think is really unique about DRO is usually there's a one-to-one relationship, just like what you're saying. And that secondary application has to be always running.
Right.
But with DRO, we don't make it run until there is a DR event. So although it's configured, seeing is the configuration, it's not actually consuming cycles in Azure until there is a DR event. So that makes it more cost effective.
I see.
So you're not having to incur those costs.
I see. So if your on-prem all of a sudden goes down, the takeover will shift all the resources to Azure while you're getting the local stuff fixed.
Correct.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
All right, so we're going to get back to. So what I'm going to show you, instead of having one click and showing you all of the tasks as they occur, mm-hmm. I'm just going to go into the reports and show you the tasks that the DRO controller
Fantastic.
Actually did. And so this is sort of like the cooking show, where we have multiple tasks that happened mm-hmm. earlier. And down here we show that there's a takeover task. Let me size that up a little bit. And there are multiple things that DRO is doing on your behalf. First of all, it's going to take the SQL Server offline. Mm-hmm. It's going to synchronize data. So that means that any data that's in flight, so that was being changed, gets flushed out of the journal. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to pause that replication so that you have and that gives you the good recovery time objective and the recovery point objective. Mm-hmm. Then finally, it's going to detach the disk from the controller. So all of this data's been sitting just next to the controller. And then it's going to bring up that app VM. So the one that I told you that you don't have to incur those costs. Mm-hmm. So now that's going to get provisioned. The data is going to get attached to that app VM, and it's going to bring up that app VM for you.
So when you hit that takeover button, it does all of the tasks that you set up beforehand. How long does this typically take?
And you did not have to set up those tasks. But yes, when you hit the takeover button, it's going to do all of these things for you as fast as it can. So sometimes there's a busyness in Azure,
right.
But we have seen that it is anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes, actually.
Which
because
is good.
All it really has to do is to bring up that app VM and attach the data to it.
How are these tasks configured? Is it something that Veritas knows about, the DRO knows about?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you asked. So it is a, there's a configure button that is a very wizard driven mm-hmm. that you can use, and it will go and either we know about the application, like SQL Server, that's an application mm-hmm. agent that already exists, and so we know all the pieces and parts for SQL Server. But we also have a custom agent that'll say, hey, I know this is a Windows box, there's services and processes, which ones do you want to protect?
I see.
And you can just checkbox those, and it will go and discover that. It will configure the application monitoring piece to it. You will tell us which are the data pieces that you want to recover, which are the application pieces you want to recover and protect, and then it will start the replication for
That's
that.
Cool.
So it's going to do all of that automatically for you.
So whenever an application sort of falls over in a disaster type situation, there's always like this little bit of data that I feel somehow never shifts over. Is that the case here as well?
We've done a lot of work with that. So Veritas is known, as I said, for their application recovery software.
That's
we have
awesome.
Many years of expertise in that area. So we have write order integrity that responds to all that, so we know exactly what writes have been made,
That's
which
really
writes
cool.
have been dedicated or committed into Azure.
Fantastic. Well, what else you got to show us?
So the other piece I wanted to show you is the fire drill. And that is a piece that, well, first of all, the failback is the same kind of tasks as takeover, but it's just in reverse. And so you can see those tasks. And then finally, the fire drill is a task that is automated,
mm-hmm.
and it is a task that allows us to take a snapshot of the data. It takes it over into its own isolated network bubble, like we talked about,
uh-huh.
and brings up and instantiates the VM, the app VM that is needed over there, and lets you in that isolated bubble actually test out that application and make sure from end to end that it works for your disaster recovery.
I see. So you're not actually pushing things over. You're actually saying, okay, let's pretend we had a disaster. Let's go to this new environment, recover everything, and let's see if everything's working.
Right.
Oh,
it is. It isn't a full disaster recovery takeover that you're doing, but just a snapshot to make sure that that data is going to is enough and that your application is going to recover accordingly. And then in the same way, we will clean up all those things. So we'll delete the data. We'll bring down, deprovision that app VM, so that then you can. You are able to then have that cleaned up, but know that your disaster recovery plan is going to work successfully.
That's like a really nice fuzzy blanket. I mean, because you set these things up and you hope that they work. You hope that you don't have to use them.
Right.
But it's good to like maybe over a weekend or maybe on a Friday afternoon say, let's see what happens if everything goes down.
Right. And then, the best thing about it is it's in its own isolated bubble. Production is still working. You don't have to wait till your weekend. I spent too many weekends doing that.
That's
so you can
true.
Actually do it during the day. And you can show the report to your management and say, hey, it did work. We know that it works.
That's awesome. Cool. What else you got?
Well, finally, I'm just going to go back and I'm going to show you that we have a DRO that is ready for you to try it out. And
okay.
So you can download it for free. It can work with your existing Azure subscription.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really easy to set it up. And there are white papers and data sheets at this URL. And then also some free training. So if you wanted to be a DRO administrator, there's a really in-depth class.
Got it.
And then there's also some more lightweight training.
This is cool because I know you said this at the beginning, but it finally hit me. Usually disaster recovery requires you have all this extra hardware just sitting around just in case. But now
right.
with Azure, you can sort of, everything sort of pops up until you fix things locally.
Exactly. Don't incur those costs, those hardware costs, because you're right, that is a big part of the disaster recovery cost. And so this allows you to have that. It's very automated, like you saw. It has all the tasks that are just there waiting to go. But yet, you are able to bring up those applications only when there's a DR event.
Right.
You're not incurring those costs. And yet, it's very application aware, like I said, so you can, it knows that there's many pieces and parts. It's not just taking a snapshot of a server.
That's awesome. And then when the disaster is over and everything's back up, you shut it down and you're back to normal.
And you're back to normal.
Well,
exactly.
Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Absolutely.
We're here at Worldwide Partner Conference. This is season two of the Launchpad series. I'm Seth filling in. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.
Thank you, Seth.